South Shore's Morning News continues. I'm Rob Hackala with the morning team, and it's time now to check in with our tech guy, David Snell. We do it every week at this time. David is from Act Smart IT in Wareham. David, good morning.
And good morning to you, Rob.
All right, so here we are, and this week talking about Microsoft introducing a new security challenge.
Yeah, we don't have enough problems without Microsoft giving us new ones, you know?
Oh, boy. Okay, so tell me, fill me in with this is all about.
So they've just announced, and they're going to be releasing a new feature called Recall. So it's going to be a new Copilot Plus PC feature that debuts on June 18th. And the problem with this, or what it is actually that the scope of Recall is that it's going to be taking screenshots and logging everything you do in applications, tracking communications in live meetings, remembering all the websites you visited for research, and so much more. So those screenshots that it's going to be taking will be available to you, the user, by doing an AI-powered search on your computer. Well, that's fine for us as the users, but if a cyber criminal gets into your computer, they could in fact do a recall search and come up with all the things that you've been doing, along with URLs, usernames, passwords, all the things that screenshots have been taken, financial account numbers, everything.
I would think it would be making their job easier. You'd be saying, thank you very much for doing all this work for me. I'm just going to collect it. And it looks like you set it up in a very easy-to-use manner. So thank you.
Absolutely. Yeah, so the cyber criminals would be very happy with this. So,
yeah.
Microsoft states that Recall won't work with every Windows 11 computer. You have to buy one of the several fresh new Copilot Plus PCs. And Microsoft expects about 50 million laptops to be sold over the next year under that Copilot Plus branding. Now, we're less than 2 weeks from the release or the announcement of Recall, and the feature itself has already been cracked to run on unsupported hardware. So what that means is that you can run it on pretty much any computer the further forward we go with this. Hmm. So it's going to be a cybersecurity challenge for many of us. The Microsoft does what they normally do. They turn this on as default and say that you should be able to turn it off. But there's no simple way to do it. You actually have to go through the setup process on the computer and tick a special option that opens up settings panels. Then you have to go and find how to turn this off. Not the best way to do it. I think everything that Microsoft does should be not default and allow us to make the choice as to whether we want to turn it on or not.
I mean, to be able to opt in would be the better way to do it. But all of these things come, as you say, by default, and then you got to figure out a way. And you said it's not very easy sometimes to get out of it.
Yeah, and even if you think about it and you know you want to get out of it, many of us normal, regular computer users wouldn't even think about something like this, then that was a great feature. You know, Microsoft tried a technology like this back probably with Windows 10 and an item called Timeline, but they discontinued the feature in 2021. Very similar app to what Recall is. So I'm not sure why they're bringing it back.
I was going to ask David, what would be the... Why would you want to have, I mean, I guess, what are the pros of having something recall everything? Because it does seem like a security nightmare. But what would someone use this for?
Well, let's say that you went to a website and you didn't remember what it was and you wanted to get back there. You could, in fact, do an AI search, a recall search on your computer during a timeline, and it'll show you screenshots for everything you did during that period of time.
Oh,
so it's a, you know, for the user is probably not a bad thing. The problem is that it's enabled by default, and there's not an easy way not to turn it on. So, you know, Satya Nadella, who is the president of Microsoft, mm-hmm. said just maybe 2 weeks ago, maybe three, that security was going to be Microsoft's top priority, even if it means prioritizing it over new features. I think perhaps Nadella's security above all else priority is just too little too late. In the IT field, we've always felt that Microsoft should first lock down and protect its users with the Microsoft operating system and not force folks to buy additional products from Microsoft to protect themselves. So we'll see where this goes. Maybe this is going to be an eye-opener for them. We can only hope, and things might get better for us.
Yeah. All right. Well, it's an interesting story and an interesting feature because, as you say, I would imagine it does make sense in some ways if you could just say, oh, I remember that, and, you know, augment your memory, you know, just with the computer. But to have, I think, you know, to have all the screenshots recalled so easily, I mean, could be good pickings, especially if it's something like, I don't know, proprietary information or some kind of case or something someone's working on. I mean, not for the average user, but if someone were using this on a computer where, you know, that stuff would be really valuable, maybe yep. That would make it a good way to get it or to exploit this feature. I don't know.
I think you just used the right word, was exploit.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the users may find this valuable, maybe not, but the cyber criminals will find this of immense value if they can get into someone's computer. And that's not very hard to do these days. So that will give them access to everything that's been screenshotted on that computer.
Wow. All right. Well, check it out. Microsoft and the recall, what it's all about, an overview, and the latest security challenge. David Snell's got the blog up on it. David, where do people go to read more?
We do. People go to actsmartit.com and click on my blog link.
actsmartit.com. David Snell, thank you so much.
Thanks, Rob.
Take care. That's David Snell at actsmartit in Wareham. David Snell, actsmartit.com. actsmartit.com is the website.